This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the Defense Information Systems Agency reaches a new milestone in its classified cloud environment. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency is finalizing a list of critical software products. And the DoD IG says Army commanders fail to adequately address all forms of harassment. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. The Defense Department's Office of Inspector General finds that Army brigade commanders cannot easily address harassment of soldiers within their units. The office's review of the Army's tools to respond to harassment of soldiers also found that commanders failed to do historical comparisons to identify year-to-year trends. The Office of Inspector General wants the Army to identify any barriers that soldiers experience when filing harassment complaints, including sexual harassment, bullying, and hazing. The Army is considering merging three of its mega IT services contracts. Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells us more.
The Army Contracting Command kicks off its planning for its Enterprise for Sourcing Services, or ACSIS, contract. As part of its request for information released earlier this month, the command says it will replace the current Responsive Strategic Sourcing for Services, or RS3, multiple award contract with ACSIS. It's also considering combining ACSIS with the ITES-4 for services vehicle. The Army seeks feedback on 11 questions, including whether the merger of ACSIS and ITES-4S actually makes sense, and whether ACSIS should include more professional services. Responses to the RFI are due by May 3rd. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
Data shows agencies' headquarters stood nearly empty for most of 2023. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has the details.
That's coming from the Public Buildings Reform Board, an independent agency focused on selling valuable but underutilized government buildings. In an analysis of commercial cell phone data, the board finds federal headquarters buildings operated at 12% of their estimated capacity on average between January and September 2023. Dan Matthews is a member of the board. He says it would be a win-win for agencies and taxpayers to sell federal buildings the government doesn't need.
Basically having an empty federal building that no one's going to doesn't do anything for the local economy.
Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
Now, months after federal employees began working in the office more often, many are questioning the motivations behind that shift. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman has more.
More than half of employees in a Federal News Network survey say their agency leadership has not clearly explained the rationale behind returning to the office. More than 80% of feds say they think the in-office push is either politically motivated or a response to concerns in Congress. And as a result, return-to-office changes are worsening many employees' views of senior agency officials and their agencies overall. 47% of survey respondents say they now feel more negatively about agency leadership after the higher in-person requirements were implemented. Less than 5% feel more positively after the changes. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
The new director of the Defense Counterintelligence and Security Agency is taking a hard look at a key IT program. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday reports.
The National Background Investigation Services, or NBIS program, is facing cost, schedule, and performance challenges. New DCSA Director David Cattler says the agency is reviewing the NBIS effort.
Looking at it very, very closely and diligently, we're going to manage it with proper accountability and oversight.
Cattler took over as director of DCSA last month. He says the NBIS program is critical to the agency's plans for streamlining background investigations and the overall personnel vetting process. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
The Defense Information Systems Agency reaches a new milestone. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis has more.
The agency adds over 100,000 users to its classified cloud environment. More than 300,000 Defense Department employees can now take advantage of the full suite of Microsoft capabilities with DoD 365 Secret. The agency began deploying its classified cloud environment in 2023. Initially, DISA moved about 11,000 users to its classified cloud environment. In February, the agency announced it moved 200,000 DoD employees to DoD 365 Secret. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
Agencies have until October 29th to place an order against the CIO SP3 government-wide acquisition contracts. The National Institutes of Health IT Acquisition Assistance Center, or NITAC, says it's received approval to extend the contract's period of performance another 6 months. This means agencies can place orders against the contract that can go out through 2029. NITAC needs an extension because of continued protests over the follow-on contract CIO SP4. The latest extension pushes the expiration date of CIO SP3 more than 2 years past the original sunset date of May 2022. A federal employee stipend to purchase uniforms is not keeping up with higher costs. That's what the Federal Postal Coalition is telling the Office of Personnel Management. OPM right now caps the current uniform allowance for federal employees at $800 a year. The group is asking the agency to raise that maximum to nearly $2,500 a year. It also supports a change in the law that would require all agencies to review their uniform allowances every 2 years. The coalition represents 5 million current and former federal and postal employees. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency is finalizing a list of critical software products. In response to a new Government Accountability Office report, CISA says it will issue the list to agencies by the end of September. The identification of critical software is a key piece of President Joe Biden's May 2021 cybersecurity executive order. Once finalized, agencies will use the list to hold software vendors accountable for meeting security requirements. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.